Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations, past, present, and future. The way I honor the past, I sing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our foremothers and fathers over. The way we establish the present, I appoint junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest, and I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention, for you all know my style. This is a drive-by this morning, to the book of Daniel, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse. Daniel 5 and 13. If you're with me, somebody say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and thou shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. And then Daniel answered, and he said these words before the king, let thy gifts be for thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. If he will, please, I know it's early in the morning, but if you will, please look at somebody and tell them for me, this one is on the house. Uh-huh. Look at somebody else and tell them, for me, this one is on the house. Generation Baptist Church is now serving in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, and this one is on the house. To our new converts and to those who have committed their lives to the Lord, and to our new members this morning, I stop by to tell you, you will find that living holy can be lonely sometimes. Mm-hmm. You will find as you travel this road to glory, some folks will not want to be bothered with you now that you're in the church. If I can get a witness, somebody say amen. Mm-hmm. Or they have their many reasons. Number one, you're too holy now. Number two, you talk different. Number three, walk different. And number four, you're just not the same. Mm-hmm. But just as sure as God is God and He is, the same folks and the same friends and the same family members that don't want to be bothered with you because you're in the church now, I stopped by early this morning to tell you they will find you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They will find you. It may not be until they get sick or death in their family or some trouble that they know only God can get them out of, and they need somebody that goes to church to say a prayer for them. I stop by to tell you they will find you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would be remiss this morning if I didn't tell you this one. If they need to borrow some money, I believe I ought to say that one more time. If they need some money, they will find you. Now let everybody say amen. Mm-hmm. My subject, this one is on the house, comes out of its originality of the world. Don't y'all get churchy on me now. I'm going somewhere with this. We use this terminology in the clubs and in the bars, and especially when we party. Uh-huh. When we get to order whatever we think we were grown enough and bad enough to drink. And if someone else picks up the tab for you, you will hear my text and subject, for they will say, this one is on the house. Sometimes we hear it from the owners or by permission of the owners, indicating that the house has just ran into some money and no doubt business is doing well. And the house wants to share its newfound joy with you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Spiritually, the child of God is a house. For the Bible says that this tabernacle that we live in is not made with mortal hands, but in the image of God. And if you've been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus this morning, and your name is not just on the church roll where man can take it off, but on the heavenly roll where Jesus paid it all, you just ran into something money can never buy. Somebody say glory, hallelujah. Uh-huh. And that's the right to eternal and everlasting life. Somebody said this one is on the house. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. And you definitely want to share your newfound joy with everyone you know. In the fifth chapter of the book of Daniel, we find our brother between a rock and a hard place. Uh-huh. He had to make some decisions whether to accept the gifts of gold by man or accept the position that man and the devil has to offer. Mm-hmm. Or exercise his faith in the true and living God. Many of us that are listening this morning have had the same decision to make prior to coming into the church. Or we had to make up our minds and our hearts to stay in the church for real this time. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. We had to make up our minds and our hearts to stay in the will of God this time and to stay on the street called straight this time for real. Or make a fast dollar on the street. And then when we get hurt, we call on God or come to church when we want to, especially after we receive some bad news from the doctor. And then we only come until we are healed. And then we forget all about the promises that we made unto God. Somebody said, preach. Or we use that old excuse, nobody in the church is right. The preacher ain't right. The deacons ain't right. The trustees ain't right. The ushers ain't right. Forgetting the church is for folks that ain't right. And I know good English. Uh-huh. This is where you come to get right. Somebody say amen. Church is not for perfect people, for God is still working on us. Daniel. Daniel wasn't very popular. He just finished shaking up a king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And the reason for their dislike in my brother Daniel, for the Bible says he had a reputation from his youth when he was taken to Babylon to be very skillful and in all wisdom and gifted in all knowledge and understanding. Bottom line, he was heavily anointed. And many of you under the sound of my voice this morning, you are very skillful and gifted of the Lord, and that's why folks don't like you and don't want to be bothered with you. Think about it. You're just anointed. As long as you're stuck on stupid with folks, they like you. As long as you're doing dirty, low-down things with folks, they like you. As long as you're talking about folks and putting your brother and sister down, folks like you. As long as you don't have nothing good to say about the church, no praise to give to my God, you will have many friends around you. Somebody said preach. I'm a little long-winded this morning, but if you will, please allow me to set this up, and then I'm going to try to close. Daniel's book is full of kings and kingdoms. Daniel's book is full of thrones and dominions. Daniel's book is full of great interpretations. Daniel's theme is the rise and fall of kingdoms, and Daniel's name means God is my judge. In other words, if I go to church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, say what you will, God is my judge. But I believe, and this is just my belief, y'all, Daniel got a little upset one day because he thought God wouldn't let him go to the party. But the Bible says he prayed, and how many know prayer changes everything? And then he got up from his knees. For he was between a rock and a hard place, and the Bible says he was perplexed, just perplexed for a moment. But he got up and said these words. He said, "You're the same God who sets up kings, and you're the same God who removes kings, and you're the same God that gives wisdom and knowledge to no understanding." Somebody pray for me. For you see, the king threw a bad party one day, and I believe they were doing the electric slide on the right side, and they may be even doing the Macarena on the left side. And my Bible tells me that my God knows how to break up a party. Yes, he does, especially when he's not the honoree. They tell me all of a sudden, the back of a man's hand appeared on a wall and started writing. That wasn't crack, that was God, because God knows how to break up a party. I don't know what they were drinking. I don't even know what they were smoking, but my Bible tells me that everybody that was drunk became sober. Even the king's countenance changed and his knees started knocking. I'm not making this up. It's in the book. The king didn't understand. And when you go back to your old friends, they won't understand neither. They won't understand that the things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. And the places that you used to go, you don't even have a desire to go anymore. And the things that you used to say, you don't say anymore. For the natural man can't understand the things of a spiritual man. Oh, I've got to close. You all know the story. The Bible says that same king that didn't want to be bothered with Daniel, when looking for Daniel, sent his yes men to go get Daniel and found him in church. For what my testimony, I'd be looking for me, the Reverend Dr. Devilish. You can find me in the house of God. Started to say glory. And the king took one look at Daniel and said, "I heard." You all know that story, don't you? I heard you in the church now. I heard you're not playing, but you're praying now. I heard you go to the early morning service. I even heard that you go down to that ladies' church. And I heard that you got the Holy Ghost for real. Somebody say, "I heard." The king said, "I called the psychic line." And then the king said, "I called the witches." And then the king said, "I called the false prophets, and they couldn't help me. But if you would help me, I'll give you anything you want, and then I'll make you third ruler in line to the king." Just like the devil always promising something that he can never deliver. And I believe Daniel stood there and told the king these words. He told him, "You came by me, for this one is on the house." And the reason why it's on the house, over 2,000 years ago, he died in my place, and my debt is paid, and I can't sell this word because it's on the house. And at the sepulcher one day at the graveside, two women stopped by to give my Lord a decent burial. And when they arrived, they found that the stone was rolled away. I said, I can't sell this word because it's on the house. He went to hell and broke up that party just like he broke this one up. And he told them, no man taketh my life. I've got the power to lay it down, and I got the power to pick it back up. I can't sell this word because it's on the house. And what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't sell this word, is on the house. I believe Daniel said, my name is Daniel. I'm the 27th book in the Old Testament. I've got 12 more coming after me. I've got some backup. Yes, I do. And after me, and 27 more after them. And they all left recorded that Jesus paid it all. And because freely I receive and freely I give, my name is the Reverend Dr. Deborah Willis. And I can't sell this word, nor its interpretation. That's why I call this sermon, This One Is On The House. Until next Sunday morning, all you need is a few moments with the preacher. May the God I serve bless you real good.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations, past, present, and future. The way I honor the past, I sing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our foremothers and fathers over. The way we establish the present, I appoint junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest, and I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention, for you all know my style. This is a drive-by this morning to the book of Daniel, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 13th verse. Daniel 5:13. If you're with me, somebody say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou Daniel? which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry. I have heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and thou shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. And then Daniel answered, and he said these words before the king, let thy gifts be for thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. If you will, please, I know it's early in the morning, but if you will, please look at somebody and tell them, for me, this one is on the house. Look at somebody else and tell them, for me, this one is on the house. Generation Baptist Church is now serving in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, and this one is on the house. To our new converts and to those who have committed their lives to the Lord, and to our new members this morning, I stop by to tell you, you will find that living holy can be lonely sometimes. You will find as you travel this road to glory, some folks will not want to be bothered with you now that you're in the church. If I can get a witness, somebody say amen. Well, they have their many reasons. Number one, you're too holy now. Number two, you talk different. Number three, walk different. And number four, you're just not the same. But just as sure as God is God and he is, the same folks and the same friends and the same family members that don't want to be bothered with you because you're in the church now, I stopped by early this morning to tell you they will find you. They will find you. It may not be until they get sick or death in their family or some trouble that they know only God can get them out of, and they need somebody that goes to church to say a prayer for them. I stop by to tell you they will find you. Or I would be remiss this morning if I didn't tell you this one. If they need to borrow some money, I believe I ought to say that one more time. If they need some money, they will find you. Now let everybody say amen. My subject, this one is on the house, comes out of its originality of the world. Don't y'all get churchy on me now. I'm going somewhere with this. We use this terminology in the clubs and in the bars, and especially when we party. When we get to order whatever we think we were grown enough and bad enough to drink. And if someone else picks up the tab for you, you will hear my text and subject, for they will say, this one is on the house. Sometimes we hear it from the owners or by permission of the owners, indicating that the house has just ran into some money and no doubt business is doing well. And the house wants to share its newfound joy with you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Spiritually, the child of God is a house. For the Bible says that this tabernacle that we live in is not made with mortal hands, but in the image of God. And if you've been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus this morning, and your name is not just on the church roll where man can take it off, but on the heavenly roll where Jesus paid it all, you just ran into something money can never buy. Somebody say glory, hallelujah. And that's the right to eternal and everlasting life. Somebody said this one is on the house. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. And you definitely want to share your newfound joy with everyone you know. In the fifth chapter of the book of Daniel, we find our brother between a rock and a hard place. He had to make some decisions whether to accept the gifts of gold by man or accept the position that man and the devil has to offer. Or exercise his faith in the true and living God. Many of us that are listening this morning have had the same decision to make prior to coming into the church. Or we had to make up our minds and our hearts to stay in the church for real this time. Am I right about it? We had to make up our minds and our hearts to stay in the will of God this time and to stay on the street called straight this time for real. Or make a fast dollar on the street, and then when we get hurt, we call on God or come to church when we want to, especially after we receive some bad news from the doctor, and then we only come until we are healed, and then we forget all about the promises that we made unto God. Somebody said, preach. Or we use that old excuse, nobody in the church is right. The preacher ain't right. The deacons ain't right. The trustees ain't right. The ushers ain't right. Forgetting the church is for folks that ain't right. And I know good English. This is where you come to get right. Somebody say amen. Church is not for perfect people, for God is still working on us. Daniel wasn't very popular. He just finished shaking up a king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And the reason for their dislike in my brother Daniel, for the Bible says he had a reputation from his youth when he was taken to Babylon to be very skillful and in all wisdom and gifted in all knowledge and understanding. Bottom line, he was heavily anointed. And many of you under the sound of my voice this morning, you are very skillful and gifted of the Lord, and that's why folks don't like you and don't want to be bothered with you. Think about it. You're just anointed. As long as you're stuck on stupid with folks, they like you. As long as you're doing dirty, low-down things with folks, they like you. As long as you're talking about folks and putting your brother and sister down, folks like you. As long as you don't have nothing good to say about the church, no praise to give to my God, we will have many friends around you. Somebody said preach. I'm a little long-winded this morning, but if you will, please allow me to set this up, and then I'm going to try to close. Daniel's book is full of kings and kingdoms. Daniel's book is full of thrones and dominions. Daniel's book is full of great interpretations. Daniel's theme is the rise and fall of kingdoms, and Daniel's name means God is my judge. In other words, if I go to church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, say what you will, God is my judge. But I believe, and this is just my belief, y'all, Daniel got a little upset one day because he thought God wouldn't let him go to the party. But the Bible says he prayed, and how many know prayer changes everything? And then he got up from his knees. For he was between a rock and a hard place, and the Bible says he was perplexed, just perplexed for a moment. But he got up and said these words. He said, you're the same God who sets up kings, and you're the same God who removes kings, and you're the same God that gives wisdom and knowledge to no understanding. Somebody pray for me. For you see, the king threw a bad party one day, and I believe they were doing the electric slide on the right side, and they may be even doing the Macarena on the left side. And my Bible tells me that my God knows how to break up a party. Yes, he does, especially when he's not the honoree. They tell me all of a sudden, the back of a man's hand appeared on a wall and started writing. That wasn't crack, that was God, because God knows how to break up a party. I don't know what they were drinking. I don't even know what they were smoking, but my Bible tells me that everybody that was drunk became sober. Even the king's countenance changed and his knees started knocking. I'm not making this up. It's in the book. The king didn't understand. And when you go back to your old friends, they won't understand neither. They won't understand that the things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. And the places that you used to go, you don't even have a desire to go anymore. And the things that you used to say, you don't say anymore. For the natural man can't understand the things of a spiritual man. Oh, I've got to close. You all know the story. The Bible says that same king that didn't want to be bothered with Daniel, when looking for Daniel, he sent his yes men to go get Daniel. you and found him in church. For what my testimony, I look for me, the Reverend Dr. Debolus. You can find me in the house of God. Start to say glory. And the king took a look at Daniel and said, I heard. You all know that story, don't you? I heard you in the church now. I heard you not playing, but you're praying now. I heard you go to the early morning service. I even heard that you go down to that lady's church. And I heard that you got the Holy Ghost for real. Somebody say, I heard. The king said, I called the psychic line. And then the king said, I called the witches. And then the king said, I called the false prophets, and they couldn't help me. But if you would help me, I'll give you anything you want, and then I'll make you third ruler in line to the king. Just like the devil always promising something that he can never deliver. And I believe Daniel stood there and told the king these words. He told him, you came by me, for this one is on the house. And the reason why it's on the house, over 2,000 years ago, he died in my place, and my debt is paid, and I can't sell this word because it's on the house. And at the sepulture one day at the gravesite, two women stopped by to give my Lord a decent burial, and when they arrived, they found that the stone was rolled away. I said, I can't sell this word because it's on the house. He went to hell and broke up that party just like he broke this one up, and he told them, no man taketh my life. I've got the power to lay it down, and I got the power to pick it back up. I can't sell this word because it's on the house. And what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't sell this word. It's on the house. I believe Daniel said, my name is Daniel. I'm the 27th book in the Old Testament. I've got 12 more coming after me. I've got some backup. Yes, I do. And after me, and 27 more after them. And they all left recorded that Jesus paid it all. And because freely I receive and freely I give, my name is the Reverend Dr. Deborah Willis. And I can't sell this word, no, it's interpretation. That's why I call this sermon, This One Is On The House. Until next Sunday morning, all you need is a few moments with the preacher. May the God I serve bless you. Real good.